The second stage production of Grand Horizons at the Helen Hayes Theater on Broadway stars Jane Alexander and James Cromwell as a disgruntled mother and father. Theater critic Michael Bourne takes a closer look.
A woman is fixing breakfast. A man is setting the table. They're not talking. They're in no hurry. And the audience watching them titters. She keeps on fixing. He keeps on setting plates, knives, napkins. And the audience again chuckles. They've been doing what they're doing for several minutes, but the scene feels endless. And when the punchline finally comes, the audience knows that this everyday ordinariness is symbolizing a tiresomely long life together. That's how the play Grand Horizons begins. Written by Bess Wohl, directed by Lee Severman on Broadway at the second stage. Jane Alexander plays the wife. James Cromwell plays the husband. Soon two sons show up, one with a pregnant wife, and a lifetime of family squabbles unfolds. I'd call Grand Horizons an old-fashioned family comedy, except that it comes with kinks, literally, with a mother matter-of-factly talking about sex. One of the sons is shocked, played by the always animated Michael Urey, with tics and jerks and gasps and squeals at what his mother keeps on revealing. James Cromwell, as the father, says little except for decades of cranky wisecracks. Father is not as shocking as mother until father shocks everyone spectacularly. Other than that one moment, Grand Horizon smolders more than burns. James Cromwell is a virtuoso of crankiness, and Jane Alexander is profoundly sweet. How everything resolves almost doesn't matter, as life, sweetly and crankily, rolls on in Grand Horizons. I'm Michael Bourne.